East Coast Breakfast.
This is the details I have. Redham House and Klunga's College Choir are preparing for a groundbreaking journey to New York. Guys, New York, New York. Mm-hmm. Not New York.
Where's there nothing?
State York. Of mind. New York, New York.
Yes.
And they're still at school. Like, I had to, like, leave school and get training and get a gig.
Yeah, but
I could go to New York.
Yeah, but that was 50 years ago. But yeah. Like, yeah. These
things
kids are like,
have changed.
Yeah,
we have planes now.
Yeah. They're flying to New York.
Yeah, they fly.
They're
now.
Not taking a boat. All right. So we have former Drakensberg boys choir students that are here with us in the room right now. We have great Scott Russell Scott with us as well. He's the campus director of cultural activities. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
You're also your cultural activities and music at Redham House and Klunga.
Correct.
Okay, and then we also have Sisipo Ndlovu. Hi, Sisipo.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now we have all these. We've got a lot of kids in here, but you're the one that got the mic. Why do you get the mic?
Tell us why.
Who are you?
I mean, is that even a question? Like,
are you the captain?
I mean,
are you the captain?
I'm just the best member of the whole entire choir.
Yes, girl, love
so,
this.
So just quickly, first names. Who are these people?
So we have Ramsey at the far end. Then next to him is Connor. Then we have Volta, Matthew, Leah, Aiden, who's the choir captain, Chloe, Amara, and Brett.
Hi, guys.
Hello!
It's the quietest choir. I see you brought your choir of mimes with you today. Hi, guys! Hi! Okay, cool.
I take it the big oak is voter.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, you look like a voter.
Yeah.
You are a voter.
No one's questioning his voting.
Wow.
Not that voter.
We're going to listen to their performance in a minute, but Russell, can you tell us more about the trip to New York? How did it come about? What are you going to be doing there?
So, yeah, I was approached by an old friend of mine who's currently in the States about this opportunity. And we went through quite a selection process to get accepted to perform at some amazing venues, submitting all kinds of videos, all kinds of interviews and the like. We're incredibly proud of the choir and how much they've grown and what they're doing. And the opportunity, just we couldn't let it pass us by. We'll be performing at the world-famous Carnegie Hall.
Oh, Carnegie Hall!
Yeah, that's epic, guys.
Guys, if you get to do that once in your life, you've literally made it. Carnegie Hall, do they know, do they understand, do they get this?
They're getting it now as things get closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sissy, but quickly now, so Carnegie Hall, when you heard that, does it change the way you guys train or practice or rehearse? It's rehearsing, eh? Mm. Choir rehearsing, they don't train.
They don't have scrumming practice.
Yeah, they don't. So, like, because obviously,
simple photo.
Obviously, you've done gigs here in KZN and South Africa, but I mean, you're going to New York, does it change, like, the level of these rehearsals now?
Well, I mean, we've always held up to a pretty high standard as our choir. That's the reason why we're going to New York in the first place. And we're always as good as our last performance. So I feel like it's more so just to keep our standard and more so improve it, not then to be like vastly better, but like improve it to the standard that we've already met, but just like, you know, better.
Epic.
Sissipo, you speak so confidently.
Well, that's why she's behind the mic.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
So, Russell, this is quite a costly trip. How do you afford something like this?
Well, a number of initiatives are in place, and we need to give a great shout out to the Redham House and Mshlanga community, who's backed us incredibly throughout the process of fundraising and the like. But there's no two ways about it. It is a costly endeavor. But again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Are you doing some fundraisers that people can be aware of?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Actually, on Sunday, we're having a massive concert at the school, an outdoor picnic proms with a number of friends. Just up the road here in Redham House Mshlanga. We've got the KZN Youth Orchestra, the KZN Youth Wind Band, of course, our Redham House ensembles as well. I'm sure you guys can put some info up about that, which would be fantastic. But that's going to be an amazing Sunday afternoon. And all those proceeds go towards the choir tour.
Well,
I hear the choir is going to be singing for us. Is that correct? Are you guys going to sing for us a little bit later? Yeah?
Soon.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay, so our choir are going to be showcasing some of their talents, also at an outdoor concert under African skies at Redham House from Klunga. That's on Sunday, the 28th of April.
We've got to showcase the absolute infectious nature of African music on massive stages.
Love it.
You can't help but move to it. Yes. And that's what I think the world needs to see of South Africa at the moment is that unity, that vibe, and that cohesion.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I literally right now want to hear the choir
that's
going to represent us at Carnegie Hall, New York City. Whenever you guys are ready, go for it.
Senkulile bantu abamu yeyeni.
God.
God, as I have goosebumps. They're amazing. You're going to kill it in New York.
Guys, this is 10. Yeah. This is only 10 of the 50-piece choir. Mm. And the guys in America are just going to be freaked out that white people can dance. That's what they're going to go. They're going to go, oh, my word. That's amazing. Move, sing, harmonize, clap, drum all at the same time. You guys are going to rock it.
Yeah, you guys are going to be
it's
amazing.
It's going to be epic. Yeah.
Good luck in New York, guys.
We're presenting
Good
President.
Luck, y'all.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This choir is going to be showcasing their talent at the outdoor concert Under African Skies at Redham House from Klunga. It's just down the road from us, yeah? Sunday, the 28th of April. That's this Sunday. Tickets are available.
East Coast Breakfast.